760. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This American, for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Feeling a little sleepy this morning? I know my alarm went off an hour earlier than I really wanted it to today. If you forgot to set your clocks forward, just a reminder, it is 10:20. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Winds from the southwest with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 47 in Lawrence.
Our mouths trying to swallow as fast as we can because this is free ice cream.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour, and then stay with us for Prairie Journal coming up at 11 o'clock. Today on Prairie Journal, it's basketball season. As the men's teams head to the Big 12 tournament, we look back on one fan's 40-year love affair with the Jayhawks.
For as long as I can remember, Kansas basketball has been a huge part of my life. Over the past five decades, I played at Allen Fieldhouse, celebrated at Allen Fieldhouse, and on rare occasions, mourned at Allen Fieldhouse.
Shalon David is the author of Stories from the Fog. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes away here on Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned for Prairie Journal coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Hollenburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, Wednesday at 6 p.m. Of Kansas. Shalon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I've really enjoyed sharing these stories with you.
I'm Kate McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got 30 more minutes of Prairie Journal coming up, and then stay with us for 105 Live coming up at noon. Today on 105 Live, it's another in the LG Dust Concert series, this time with Mr. Stinky Feet. That's coming up at noon here on KPR. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Corners Grove by Kayla Mae Shane Garving, a 21st century take on Thornton Wilder's Our Town, playing through March 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUtheater.com. What's the connection between a rhinoceros
of an animal that died nearly 300 years ago? How do we continue making sure that species that are endangered have a place on this planet by becoming keepers ourselves? It doesn't matter if you don't know anything about them. Just by going to your local zoo or donating to the International Rhino Federation or learning about the 5 extant species of rhinos, 2 of which, by the way, have fewer than 50 left on this planet. We are all rhino keepers.
Again, I'm visiting with Jillian Forsberg. She's the author of The Rhino Keeper. It's her debut novel. It was selected by the State Library of Kansas as a Kansas Notable Book, one of the best new books about Kansas or by Kansans. Jillian, thank you so much for joining us today and telling us this story.
It was a total joy to be here. Thank you so much, Kay.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Rhinoceros.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Today, we head to the Lieutenant Governor's office for the LG Desk Concert Series and Mr. Stinky Feet. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services. Details at casalvks.org. We've got sunny skies today, highs in the upper 60s, a beautiful afternoon, a little on the windy side, though, winds from the southwest with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s, sunny and hot tomorrow, unseasonably warm temperatures with highs in the mid-70s, again, quite windy tomorrow with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Very warm temperatures in store for Tuesday as well, with highs in the upper 70s, but a 70% chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. It's 57 degrees in Atchison, 55 in Chanute, 58 in Emporia, 57 degrees here in Lawrence, 57 in Manhattan, 59 degrees in Topeka. The time is 12:01.